softness, old iron feet," Bagheera grunted. "His face is all bruised today by thy softness."
"Better he should be bruised from head to foot by me who love him than that he should come to harm through ignorance," Baloo answered very earnestly. "I am now teaching him the master words of the jungle that shall protect him with the birds and the snake people, and all that hunt on 4 feet except his own pack. He can now claim protection if he will only remember the words from all in the jungle. Is not that worth a little beating?"
"Well, look to it then that thou dost not kill the man-cub. He is no tree trunk to sharpen thy blunt claws upon. But what are those master words? I am more likely to give help than to ask it."
Bagheera stretched out one paw and admired the steel-blue, ripping chisel talons at the end of it.
"Still, I should like to know."
"I will call Mowgli, and he shall say them, if he will. Come, little brother."
"My head is ringing like a bee tree," said a sullen little voice over their heads,
and Mowgli slid down a tree trunk, very angry and indignant, adding, as he reached the ground,
"I come for Bagheera, and not for thee, fat old Baloo."
"That is all one to me,"
said Baloo, though he was hurt and grieved.
"Tell Bagheera, then, the master words of the jungle that I have taught thee this day."
"Master words for which people?"
asked Mowgli, delighted to show off. "The jungle has many tongues. I know them all."
"A little thou knowest, but not much. See, O Bagheera, they never thank their teacher. Not one small wolfling has ever come back to thank old Baloo for his teachings. Say the word for the hunting peoples, then, great scholar."
"We be of one blood, ye and I,"
said Mowgli, giving the words the bear accent which all the hunting people use.
"Good. Now for the birds,"
Mowgli repeated, with the kite's whistle at the end of the sentence.
"Now for the snake people," said Bagheera.
The answer was a perfectly indescribable hiss, and Mowgli kicked up his feet behind, clapped his hands together to applaud himself, and jumped onto Bagheera's back, where he sat sideways, drumming with his heels on the glossy skin and making the worst faces he could think of at Baloo.
"There, there. That was worth a little bruise," said the brown bear tenderly. "Some day thou wilt remember me."
Then he turned aside to tell Bagheera how he had begged the master words from Hutti, the wild elephant, who knows all about these things, and how Hutti had taken Mowgli down to a pool to get the snake word from a water snake, because Baloo could not pronounce it, and how Mowgli was now reasonably safe against all accidents in the jungle, because neither snake, bird, nor beast would hurt him.
"No one, then, is to be feared,"
Baloo wound up, patting his big furry stomach with pride.
"Except his own tribe," said Bagheera under his breath.
And then aloud to Mowgli,
"Have a care for my ribs, little brother. What is all this dancing up and down?"
Mowgli had been trying to make himself heard by pulling at Bagheera's shoulder fur and kicking hard. When the two listened to him, he was shouting at the top of his voice,
"And so I shall have a tribe of my own and lead them through the branches all day long." "What is this new folly, little dreamer of dreams?" said Bagheera. "Yes, and throw branches and dirt at old Baloo," Mowgli went on. "They have promised me this. Ah!"
Woof! Baloo's big paw scooped Mowgli off Bagheera's back, and as the boy lay between the big forepaws, he could see the bear was angry.
"Mowgli," said Baloo, "thou hast been talking with the Bundarlog, the monkey people."
Mowgli looked at Bagheera to see if the panther was angry too, and Bagheera's eyes were as hard as jade stones.
"Thou hast been with the monkey people, the grey apes, the people without a law, the eaters of everything. That is great shame."
"When Baloo hurt my head," said Mowgli, he was still on his back, "I went away, and the grey apes came down from the trees and had pity on me. No one else cared."
He snuffled a little.
"The pity of the monkey people,"
Baloo snorted.
"The stillness of the mountain stream, the cool of the summer sun, and then, man cub?"
And then, they gave me nuts and pleasant...